Wednesday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. With current fuel prices, there is opportunity for farmers to lock in those prices now. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Turnquist has more.
December crude oil prices had the largest monthly decline since January of 2017. What does this mean for farm fuel costs? Fuel prices are coming off 18-month lows that have supported the current price increase. Based on a balanced market, Director of Refined Fuel Sales for CHS, Neil Hoff, expects a steady trend of increasing farm fuel prices.
With spring season coming, I think that's part of the driver underneath all of this. It's just our busy demand season coming up. We've actually seen an uptick where we're starting to see customers come in and forward plan for that increase. It historically comes our way every year. We know it does. We're starting to see that market change now. Talking to their local cooperatives about forward contracting or filling storage now. There's a lot of reasons to fill storage, not only from a price perspective, but a supply-demand perspective as we come into the spring season.
Looking at the forward curve in fuel prices, there are some dramatic savings. By locking in current prices, Hoff says farmers and ranchers can save dimes instead of pennies per gallon.
I would encourage everyone, whether you forward contract or whether you go ahead and decide to fill storage now, the sooner you get that done, the better it is for the system. When we hit peak demand, we get into March, April, May, and everybody's out filling tanks and we're back in the field, it is just incredibly hard to stay caught up. Historically, that causes something else to happen, supply and demand. Prices will rise as demand increases because there's just not enough supply to keep up on that day-to-day basis.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.
In some cases,